Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. A big shout out to everybody still trying to get that holiday shopping in. Maybe you're in the parking lot right now. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're helping to deliver packages for somebody. And a big shout out to everybody out there just making the holidays possible. Everybody working extra hours in the back of the store. Everybody delivering these packages to these ingrates. Yeah, we got a lot of people who aren't thankful that the package arrived on time. How you think it got there? Show some love. You know, maybe tip somebody every now and then. Don't be a jerk. Anyway, I'll be hanging out here with you for 2 more hours. These are the last 2 hours that I'll be here for 2022. You can catch me in 2023 after the holidays. I'll be back. I'm being joined right now by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And we opened up the show talking about the Christmas games and right before the break. And I think this is the direction we'll go in for the majority of the show here. The New York Jets lost. They took on the Jacksonville Jaguars and they lose at home in the cold ass rain. Shep, what is it going on up there right now? A super blizzard? What are they calling it?
Nor'easter?
No.
No?
What is it? It got one of these, is it a polar vortex?
I mean, we had rain today. I don't know why so many people were bitching and complaining today.
You just had rain?
We just had rain. That's it.
50 mile per hour winds, flooding rains threaten New York City. 200 million people in the United States of America under winter storm alert.
Well, we had rain in New York, but, you know, New York wants to make it out like it's the apocalypse, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it appears to me that the temperature is going to drop by about 40 degrees in less than 24 hours. So,
dang. I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Well,
I spoke too soon. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm glad to have. I'm glad to have filled you in. So hopefully you brought a nice warm coat because.
Oh damn.
Yeah, the temperature on Friday is.
This
the
is temperature, what happens. Yeah.
Listen, Shep. Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
And this is why I know now to never trust you on the weather ever again, because yes, it might be raining now.
All right.
The high temperature on Friday in New York City is going to be 53. It will fall to 11 degrees. So you tell me how that will work out if it's still wet.
Well, what I was saying was we do not have – you can't fault me for this because America's weatherman has been – you know, he hasn't been, you know, at his most optimal health these past few weeks.
Al Roker?
Yeah. I mean, I miss Al. So there's been a dearth in my life in terms of weather accuracy reports. And
oh, okay. All right. Good for you.
Thank you.
I wouldn't trust an Al Roker weather report, but okay.
What?
What do you mean what?
I didn't know you would take that angle with Al. You're the only one I've ever met in my life that has anything negative to say about Al Roker.
I didn't say anything negative
you
about Al.
You said you don't trust his reports. That's what his bread and butter is. That's what he became famous and famous and prestigious and reputable for.
I know Al Roker.
You don't trust his weather reports. That's what you just said.
I know Al Roker personally.
Right.
I can call him right now if I know Al Roker personally.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm mishearing things. I don't have to wax my ears or something. You just said you don't trust his weather reports?
I don't trust none of these folks' weather reports.
But we're talking about Al Roker. It's like saying it's like saying I don't trust the news. I don't trust Walter Cronkite. If you trust anybody to do their job, it was Walter Cronkite. Al Roker is today's generation's Walter Cronkite.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. So what?
All right.
I trust whatever the computer radar tells me, and I trust what my body tells me.
You trust artificial intelligence before you trust Al Roker is what you're alluding to right now.
Where do you think Al Roker gets the information from? Think he goes outside and licks his finger and puts his finger in the sky? Where do you think he's getting this from?
I think he has his weather database all over the country. I think he does, like, longitudinal studies. I don't think he bases it just and predicates it on AI specifically. I think that might be part of the equation.
Oh, so it's a technology. What does it matter? A VCR, HDTV, which one do you want?
Well, Al Roker was 40 by the time a VCR came along.
Yeah, well, now we don't need him.
Right, exactly.
Get well soon. But we don't give a damn about your weather. At least I don't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Why are we talking about weather? Because it was crap for the New York Jets game in Meadowlands or the MetLife Stadium, whatever the hell they call it. As the Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the Jets, the final score was 19-3. Here's the good news. For all five Jacksonville Jaguar fans, the ones who showed up to the stadium last year with clown noses on, Jacksonville is on the up and up. They now have a record of 7-8. They need two more victories to secure their spot in the postseason by winning the AFC South. They got to beat Houston. Come on, Jacksonville. I know y'all crapped the bed before then or last year. Y'all can beat Houston. And then they finish up the season against the Titans. So it's pretty cool right now to see the Jacksonville Jaguars have some meaningful games. That's the good news for tonight. The bad news is for the New York Jets, who have now lost four consecutive games. The playoffs just look completely out of the mix for them. This is their eighth straight primetime loss. And the biggest news for the New York Jets tonight is not positive. It's that Zach Wilson was benched again, this time for a former Canadian Football League quarterback named Chris Streveler. They were able to move the ball more efficiently with Chris Streveler, but the New York Jets still only were able to muster 3 points. Yeah, New York Jets. Defense, great. Offensive weapons off the chains. Yeah, Breece Hall might have an injury, might be gone for the season. But to put together 3 points, there's a reason that Zach Wilson was benched the first time for Mike White. And we found out again tonight. His final numbers, Zach Wilson, 9 of 18 completions, 92 yards, an interception. Terrible. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Toronto.
Happy holidays. And what happens is I get so damn nervous, I forget what the hell I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
Anyway, CFL. If you look through the NFL, they contribute money to keep the CFL in business. So they have a supply of... quarterbacks, running backs, whatever.
Hey, John, do you have the radio on in the background?
Yeah, I turned it down earlier.
No. I'm gonna put you on hold. Turn it down, and I'll try again. I can't hear you, myself, and then you again in the back. I'm gonna just explode. I might spontaneously combust. That would be terrible for all of us. Lewis calling from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, happy holidays to you, Shep and Marco. I'm calling mostly about Zach Wilson, but the terminology for the weather is a bomb cyclone because of the precipitous drop in temperature, as you kind of alluded to. And that's what they're calling it, blizzard-type conditions, Midwest through the East Coast.
Anyway, are you a meteorologist or do you just live in Western New York?
I do, and I read that it's a bomb cyclone, and on why. It's crazy. The terminology is counterintuitive.
Thank you, Al Roker II. Go ahead, Lou.
All right, listen, I kind of think you're right that Zach Wilson has skills that there are obvious, and he's lacking confidence. And from my observations, it looks like it takes him too long to make a decision to try to make passing plays downfield. He doesn't have problems when there's set plays like screens, tight ends, or flares, backs. And then he's got the other thing is leadership. He really lost the room. But he's got far more upside than like a Baker Mayfield because he's got more arm talent, more leg talent. Same with Darnold. You know, I don't know that he's really toast right now. I think that his skill level is enough where many teams would want him, and if he can make his decisional process speed up and actually, you know, throw earlier, he might be effective. But right now, he doesn't.
Well, it might be two things. You're right, but isn't that part of being an athlete? It's not just about physical skill. We have some folks in professional sports who can operate with more physical skill and talent. But when it comes to the decision-making process, it's in the toilet. And then we have other athletes who aren't as physically gifted but can get by because they know how to utilize their brain. I give you an example, and this is a totally different sport. I'll give you an overall example, and then I'll drill it down. Just because you are 7 feet tall or 6'10 or 6'9 and ridiculously athletic doesn't mean you're going to be a great basketball player. It doesn't. And how about one of the most physically gifted basketball players I've ever seen in my life is someone named J.R. Smith. And it's not just for getting, you know, the score and the time on a clock in a playoff game. His decision making was abhorrent. How about we have someone right now who has been one of the most physically gifted guys in the NBA? His name is Russell Westbrook. Okay, he's older now. He's not necessarily jumping out of the gym the same way. I'd venture to say he's probably still one of the most athletic guards in the league, even at his age. But Russell Westbrook is an athletic freak, and he's been able to parlay that over into success. Where does his decision-making match up with his athleticism? It's mind-boggling. And then you look at someone who is not as athletic, someone like Chris Paul, who's pushing 40 right now. Chris Paul, where's he gotten in his career off of his athleticism? Everywhere. Efficiency. It hasn't gotten him a title. But it's the same thing in sports. Not everybody is going to run the 40 in 4.2, 4.3 seconds. Everybody's different. And so the fact is, man, you look at Zach Wilson, yeah, he has all the physical talent in the world, but his decision-making right now is just, it's terrible. 855-212-4CBS. John, go from Toronto. Are you fixed? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm right here. Good. Yeah, what I want to mention about the CFL, like I'm 75, watching sports. I was always into sports. And the guys coming up from the States out of college had a hard time with CFL ball because you only got 3 downs to make 10 yards rather than 4 downs. Anyway, get to the point, John.
Yeah, thank you.
They couldn't make it up here because the game is too fast compared to the NFL. And maybe that's why you're going to see more CFL guys up here. you know,
down
there.
Oh, okay.
Because and these guys, I don't know what's wrong when they criticize a player, want to know why he's not playing. They don't. There's all kinds of reasons why he couldn't be playing. A lot of times, some of these guys, they don't want to admit that they have an injury, because then they'll end up maybe losing their jobs.
No, absolutely. Well, we know this in the case, and thank you, John, for calling from Toronto. In the case of Mike White, Mike White wanted to play football. And they said, nah, man, your ribs are busted up. He wanted to go out there and play against the Lions. And they said, nah, your ribs are broken. They weren't going to convince him otherwise. And so Zach Wilson goes out there and he has an up and down game. And then Zach Wilson plays tonight and he has a complete crap game. And then Zach Wilson gets booed. Okay? They booed Zach Wilson at the end of the first quarter. Excuse me. They booed him at the end of the first half. He threw an interception to end the first half. And I want you to hear the boos here from the Jets radio network. Take a listen.
He's back to throw, out of the pocket, and he will heave a long one up the right side of the field, and it's going to be intercepted and returned out to midfield by Devin Lloyd. He'll lateral one back, and the Jets will make the tackle, and that will end the half. And the Jets will start the third quarter with the football, but without much momentum as they go to the locker room in front of some unhappy fans, down 13-3.
Oh, those boos feel rather tepid. Let's hear the boos even louder on the Amazon Prime feed with Al Michaels. Listen to the boos.
Well, well, well. Audio will tell you all you need to know.
Yeah, Al Michaels wanted to say, yeah, this guy sucks. Amazon has great audio, by the way. How about in the third quarter? Before Zach Wilson was pulled from the game, Zach Wilson was sacked. He was booed. And how about the announcers later on in the third quarter? They talked about the boos. Listen.
Third and 25 from their own 25. Dropping as Wilson fires it quickly to the middle of the field. That is caught. There's nothing there. Corey Davis has it. Tackled immediately by Rayshon Jenkins. An 8-yard gain. And on comes the punt team for the Jets once again.
Well, these fans are going to get tired of booing. I mean, it's every play.
I thought Kyle Juszczyk was maybe playing on the field today.
I mean, every play, Jeff.
They're going to get tired. They're wearing them out.
I mean, their lungs. I worry.
Jet fans love to come to games sometimes to boo, too.
No, that's not true. They don't love to come to the game to boo. Just sports fans in New York City, they are professional booers. If they need to boo, they can and they will. It's not like they want to or need to. The Jaguars announcers smacking up the New York Jets tonight. They were having all the fun. So Zach Wilson was benched in the third quarter. They bring on Chris Streveler, who was basically went straight to the CFL out of college. He's about to be 28 years old. And the Jaguars announcers, they were just like, yeah, Zach Wilson sucks.
The boos that cascaded down on Zach Wilson here. Jeff, I don't know how you overcome that. I mean, I it's clear from the minute the game started how this fan base feels about their second-year quarterback.
Well, look, I mean, he's got to play better. If you don't want to have people boo you, play the position better. And that's plain and simple. And he's a very immature player. We saw what happened earlier where in the season he had a bad performance and he was asked a question after the game about does he feel like he should take responsibility for the performance with his teammates, and he said no. I mean, you've got to own your performance, and he didn't do that.
And tonight he just sucked. And for, I guess you need to ask the head coach after the game what happened, and the New York media did. Coach Rob Saleh was standing up there taking his lumps, and he was asked, hey, why did you bench Zach?
No, it was we're trying to change up to get the run game going. Obviously, I know Zach was struggling. But he, you know, Streveler came in, he ran a couple of plays, sparked the offense, got the explosive play, and so just snowballed in a good way for Strev. And so we just wanted to give him an opportunity to try to finish that drive.
Oh, you wanted to give him an opportunity to finish that drive, and Chris Streveler came on, and he was actually good. He helped take the Jets on a 70-plus, 80-plus yard drive, something that Zach Wilson didn't do. at all, period. It's a sad scenario. And Coach Salah, knowing that you benched this guy again the second time for a dude who was playing in the CFL, Rob Salah, he shared with the media what he had to tell Zach Wilson after the game. Listen.
Just keep your head up. He's got to keep working. We haven't seen the last of him. But right now, he just got to focus on finding ways to get better. We got to find ways to help him. We got to find ways to protect better. We got to find ways to run better. We've got to find better ways to call the game better. We've got to do a lot. It's not just him. It's collective.
It's not just him. It's not. The defense is performing very well. One of the top defenses in the NFL. You have some of the best offensive weapons in the NFL, despite an injured and hurt running game. And the thing that's holding you back is the QB. Yeah, can the coaches do better? Oh, hell yeah, the coaches can do better. But the quarterback has no confidence. He's shot. He's like a deer in the headlights right now. And New York City is eating him alive. 855-212-4CBS. Justin is here from Arizona. Hey, Justin, you're live.
Hey.
Please, go ahead.
Hey. All right. So I was going to go in on the Jets, but I just have to stop. And I just got to say thank you. I appreciate your show so much. I listen to you every day. After work, I work 12 hours a day. And I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. And I appreciate all of your takes, all respect in the world to you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you for listening. What else is on your mind, my man? What's up?
You know, I guess Jimmy G to the Jets would be my only other thought.
Yeah, here's the thing, man. The New York Jets, and they got a commitment to this dude. They drafted Zach Wilson number 2 overall last year. This is year number 2. Next year would be the year number 3. And they got a 4th year. And then they have, obviously, that dreaded 5th year option that they don't have to pick up. Is Zach Wilson going to see this entire contract through? I'm not so sure. Are they going to eat the final year or final 2 years? I wouldn't be shocked or surprised. And you're talking about Jimmy G? Wow, so he can join the New York Jets and be broken? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. What should the New York Jets do with Zach Wilson? They got 2 games left in this season. Do you start him? Do you sit him for Chris Streveler? What do you think Zach Wilson's future is with the New York Jets? I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. And how about this? Trevor Lawrence is speaking to the media right now. His head coach, Doug Peterson, has already spoke to the media. We're going to hear from the winners tonight as well, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you, of course. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We're going to get back to those loser New York Jets in a second. How about we actually hear from the team that won the football game tonight, the Jacksonville Jaguars? 2 victories away from going back to the postseason, something that they haven't done since they went to that AFC championship game. I mean, we had Blake Bortles on that squad as the quarterback. We had Jalen Ramsey still on the team. And since then, the Jacksonville Jaguars have just plummeted completely into the toilet. Last year, having Urban Meyer leading the way, he gets fired for being a complete jerk. Throughout the course of the season, they go 3-14, and they pick up someone who's actually won a Super Bowl. Maybe someone who didn't get the full credit that he deserves out in Philadelphia, and that man's name is Doug Peterson, allowing Trevor Lawrence to come through and thrive in his second full season away from the clown show that was Urban Meyer. And they're 2 victories away. 2 victories away from going to the postseason. Trevor Lawrence has been He's been better. He's been hot as of late. He's starting to look like the number one overall pick. The guy who was selected behind him, number two overall, at Zach Wilson, he looks like he might have to sit on the bench. And forget this, he's going to have to earn everybody's trust back. Trevor Lawrence tonight taking on the New York Jets defense, one of the best in the league. He was only able to throw for 229 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He did fumble the ball early on. He was sacked once. It was a strip sack by Quinnen Williams, and Trevor Lawrence was able to rush for 51 yards. And the only touchdown score that they were able to go out there and generate, Trevor Lawrence did his job against a tough squad, and they're on their way. A matter of fact, listen to this touchdown, courtesy of Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars radio network. It made the score 10-3.
16th play of the drive. It started at the 4-yard line, their own 4. Trevor's going to be under center here. Here we go. From the half-yard line, ETN the running back. Quarterback sneak dives toward the end zone. Touchdown! He dove over the top. Then Trevor Lawrence. Touchdown, Jaguars!
They got Houston up next. They have the reeling Tennessee Titans. And if they don't win these next two games, I mean, damn, come on. Jacksonville has to do it. I'd rather see Jacksonville get that spot than the Titans. As much as I love Derrick Henry, we now know Tannehill is likely out for the season with that busted up ankle, likely to require surgery. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, man, they have won 4 out of their last 5 games. If you think about October, they basically lost every single game that month. They lost 5 out of 6. Now they've won 4 out of 5. They've turned things around. And Trevor Lawrence is looking like a number one overall pick. Even in a bad game today, he's still able to go out there and help lead them to victory. A matter of fact, Trevor Lawrence, he just spoke to the media. This is what he had to say about their win. And he had his press conference in an ugly Christmas sweater. Take a listen.
It was a great night. The defense freaking stepped up the whole night. Obviously, conditions weren't great, but just find a way to win. This point in the year, where we're at, got a lot of momentum, a lot of juice. Guys are fired up.
Yeah, they are fired up. What about the head coach? What about the adult coach that the Jacksonville Jaguars finally have now that Urban Meyer is out of the building? Doug Peterson, he spoke as well, and he had some positive words to say about how they're winning.
It's a mark of a team that's beginning to play good football, meaningful football at the end of the season. And you know, we've talked a lot about that, having meaningful games here down the stretch. And these guys have, you know, they're battling through a lot.
Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars are still basically a baby in the world of the NFL. And unfortunately, since they've been around, getting here, arriving in the mid-90s, outside of basically arriving, they've been bad, like terrible, awful. And so to see a turnaround with Trevor Lawrence, this is what everybody was waiting on. Maybe they have it. And not so bad when you think about where they're at right now. Last year, circus. You can throw that out the window. This year, to complete for a playoff spot and actually gain some consistency, this is a good look. I hope the Jacksonville Jaguars get into the playoffs. Please do not choke against Houston. And when they take on the Titans, I hope they light their asses up. 855-212-4CBS. Justin is calling from Jupiter, Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Boy, you just got me right there with pulling for the Jaguars right there, because I'm telling you, I've been a Jaguar fan since day one, and I'm thick and thin. And I'm so happy to have this win. And it Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars are on the scene, and we're here to stay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Justin, for calling from Jupiter. Yeah, if you've been a Jaguars fan since day one, if you've been a Jaguars fan through quote-unquote thick and thin, you tough. The Jacksonville Jaguars should be paying you money for being a fan, because they've been garbage since their existence. It's been pretty bad. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. What do you think the New York Jets should do with Zach Wilson? And a matter of fact, you'll hear from Zach Wilson himself. What the hell went wrong today? Why do you suck? He has some answers. You'll hear it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, my daughter listens to you every night. She's got her radio next to the bed.
I don't get to listen to you often, but I'll tell you what, when I hear it, you're a gentleman. You never cut anyone off. You never back down. You're an excellent sports jock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So we've heard from Trevor Lawrence. We've heard from Coach Robert Saleh. We've heard from head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Doug Peterson. Well, what about the guy that everybody says sucked tonight? What about the guy who got booed terribly? What about Zach Wilson? How does he feel about being benched twice? As a matter of fact, he spoke to the media and he discussed his feelings and how he was feeling. And I just listened to Zach talk about it.
To look at it from a team perspective, right? We're not doing anything offensively. And, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to help get the guys going. I'm trying to, you know, get myself in a little bit of rhythm. And you know, we had nothing there. And so, you know, you can't blame him in that situation. You know, you put Chris out there, and he's obviously great with his legs and his arm.
And he did. So he's not upset he got benched. He's not an idiot. What is he going to say? Oh, I didn't deserve to be benched. You sucked. He didn't say he sucked, but he also said he wasn't great. Listen.
Didn't have any rhythm out there. You know, just trying to find some confidence out there on the field and just, you know, just find something to get us going, a little spark, and couldn't get anything there, man. And you know, I had opportunities, and I got to be able to connect on those. And, you know, we're going to go back and watch it, and, you know, I'm sure coaches will detail it up and stuff for us.
You just heard a starting quarterback in the NFL just be brutally honest and tell you he has no confidence right now. Tell me something I didn't know. I can look at him play and tell you that. Overthrowing, missing receivers, and making things more difficult than he needs to do. I've never played quarterback in my life at any level of football. But I can tell by watching this guy in comparison to the million trillion other guys I've seen play QB at any level, he runs around like a chicken with his head cut off. And I still think he'll get another chance, though. You have to. 855-212-4CBS. Tony is here from Massachusetts.
JR, let me take you off speaker, man. So say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, just in case I don't get a chance to get with you before then. But listen, let's call it like it is, man. Zach Wilson, he's broken, man. He's broke. I know they're sitting up in that front office and saying, we might have to just let this guy go, man, and get something for him. They really ain't going to get nothing for him, because unless he comes back, he's got a good offseason, get with somebody, man, and they got to fix him mentally, because mentally he's broke. If they don't fix that, let's call it like it is, man. They're going to have to let him go, man, and try to get something for him and start all over again. Because this dude, his first year, he was like Brett Favre 2.0, man. He just runs around gunslinging. And now, after that whole episode of getting benched, man, his confidence is gone. There's nothing left there. If they don't fix that, he's done, JR. He's done.
Yeah, if, and we have time to figure it out. I think it's too early to automatically go ahead and pull the plug. Hey, look, we know the New York Jets season, and thank you so much, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. I wish you great holidays as well. The Jets have two games left in the season. Coach Saleh made it very clear. They ain't a damn thing worth even talking about the playoffs right now. We're just trying to win a game. They're on a four-game losing streak. They're just trying to win a game. And so when you have cash invested in this man, when you've invested a second-year draft pick, when you think about the New York Jets draft standing, it's not like they're going to wake up and have the cream of the crop to go and draft another QB. When you think about the quarterbacks that are actually going to be available, you want Jimmy Garoppolo? Is Tom Brady going to sign with the New York Jets in free agency? You go into next year, and you actually try to have a legitimate backup option. Yeah, sure, Mike White isn't going anywhere. The New York Jets have him under contract. But you want to let these guys know, hey, look, you're either going to sink or you're going to swim. And so we can all sit in the heat of the moment and look at last year. We can look at this year. But it's too soon, I believe, just to tell Zach Wilson, man, take a hike. Is this confidence shot? Yes. Does he suck? Yes. Has he been bad? Yes. Yes, he has been. But I think the New York Jets give him another opportunity through the offseason to see if he can have that job. And if he doesn't, then by all means, get him out of here. It's not like his value is going to change anything for the New York Jets trajectory. They need to win something and try to win right now. If the New York Jets had a solid quarterback, they'd be in the playoffs, but they don't. Or maybe they would be if Zach White didn't go down with busted up ribs. Skip is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Skip.
Being a Ravens fan, obviously, and you know Joe Flacco played for us, why wouldn't they go up to him with his experience? Obviously, I think the team now is a dumpster fire.
Right.
But you mean to tell me, I mean, I don't know what his role even is on the team. I would put Joe Flacco in there and just go for broke with his experience and just
no
general game experience. What do
no.
you think?
Well, Skip, I don't know if you've seen Joe Flacco play this year to start the season.
I haven't seen him a whole lot, obviously.
Okay.
I'm not a huge Jets fan.
Well,
but,
that's a great thing for you. And I don't know if you saw him come on in relief of Mike White recently, but
okay.
he's checked out, man.
Okay.
He's just there in body. He's not there in soul. He doesn't exist.
Okay. I respect that, and I appreciate that. But I just,
no doubt, Skip.
I mean, I still remember Joe as Joe and just his leadership on the field.
Yeah, well, so, Joe Flacco right now, he wants to smoke a cigarette on the sidelines. What happened, Shep? You were talking to me. I called Mike White Wilson. What am I doing?
You didn't do anything wrong. I heard Zach White, and obviously we're talking about Zach Wilson all night, and I just said in your ear, Mike.
Oh, I didn't know. Mike White, Zach White, black, white, purple, pink.
He is their future. The Mike is their
no,
future. You and
no,
I both know
not.
This, right?
No, we don't know nothing, no.
You don't think he is endeared and revered by not just that fan base, but ultimately ownership?
There's a difference between that and being the future. Like, you let it play out. Here's the thing. The New York Jets don't have to make any type of decision right now. This season is done. It's a wash. You have an investment. It's like a stock. All of these players are like a stock. The New York Jets have invested in Zach Wilson. They want to try and get their return out of it and have success. They don't have to make a decision on the quarterback position. And sure, Coach Saleh will have to talk about it the next couple of games, and there will be conversations about it. The New York Jets don't have to make a decision on quarterback tomorrow, next week, a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. Mike White will be under contract. Zach Wilson will be under contract. By the time we get into the offseason, the New York Jets will be able to bring in whoever the hell else they want or is available to put into that quarterback room. I mean, one of the failures from the New York Jets is since the minute that they brought in Zach Wilson, they haven't given him that vet. Joe Flacco was supposed to be that guy, and he's just hanging out. Like, he checks into the game, and he kind of has a look like, here I am. Let me just throw the ball. Why am I here? There's nothing inspiring. And so I would love to see Mike White playing right now. He is who he is. He's not going to run around like Zach. He's a prototypical quarterback. He's going to get rid of the ball. He's going to make decisions quicker. He's a better quarterback than Zach Wilson right now. But the New York Jets don't need to make that decision. They got time. Everybody loves Mike White. But to say he's the future of the New York Jets, maybe he is. But they have to see what he can do. The other thing is, the New York Jets haven't seen him in an extended space yet. When Mike White relieves Zach Wilson, he comes on and he gets hurt. He gets injured. It's tough. We're going to have to see. 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Cleveland. What's up, John? You're on CBS Sports
Radio.
Hey,
I don't need to tell you how great your show is, JR. I appreciate you. I when I'm out doing jobs, this radio station does not change in between jobs. I listen to you. But I called in. I wanted to see if you would give a shout-out to Darius Garland and the Cavs. I am not a basketball fan.
Okay.
I don't watch basketball since Jordan played. I suck at basketball, but I'll tell you what they did do. My daughter was down in Giant Eagle today, and I know for a fact this girl don't think ahead, and she scraped together just under a couple $100 for some groceries, and here come in the Cavs, and Darius paid the full amount of my daughter's grocery, and each one of the Cavs got in the line, took over the registers, and paid everybody else's. And you know what? They're fortunate, but they're not obligated to pay anybody's way. And if anybody else tells them, John Boozer totally appreciates you helping my daughter, he does not know how much she needed that money. And okay. And God bless you, too.
Well, thank you so much, John, for sharing that beautiful holiday
it
message.
Just touched my heart. I cried. I heard she started crying in the store. She was just, he doesn't know how bad that couple $100 blessed her. Oh, my God.
Sure.
She started. I heard that she was shouting, thank you, Jesus.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. And that's a beautiful story. I appreciate you, John. And much love to you and your family for the holidays, okay?
Well, I may even start watching basketball now.
Hey, listen, thank you, John. You wouldn't have a bad option with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're doing pretty well right now with that team. Who knows? They might even put two, maybe three all-stars out there to represent the Eastern Conference. Let's see how they do. Yeah, it's a time of giving. Hopefully people don't just, think about November and December as the time of giving. Maybe people can go ahead and stretch that out into a normal habit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll take more of your calls here on Thursday Night Football. We're going to talk about Deion Sanders. We're going to talk about whatever you want to do because I'm only going to be here in 2022 for one more hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.